it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, keep it to 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And we have a fun show on tap for you today on this Thursday edition of The Attack, and I'll set the table for you in just a second. But as we do at the top in each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we run down the ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. Today's no exception, and as always, we start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher Radio. They're great apps that are downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they also have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces are able to listen all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including the Spano and Black Attack, and we couldn't be more grateful for the service of those good people of our armed forces as they protect the shores and borders of the greatest country in the world. This Thursday edition of The Attack, it's going to be football, football, and more football. We'll start out with the NFL Thursday night football matchup. We'll preview that, another scintillating primetime matchup for the National Football League. Get to some of the news around the NFL. We'll then roll out of that and into week 11 in college football, where we'll preview all the big top 25 matchups. And at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Lauren Kirschman from PennLive.com joins us, and we'll get her take on Clemson versus Pitt and a thorough preview of that big matchup. But we're going to step out, and when we return, we'll kick off this Thursday edition of The Attack. That's right after this short timeout.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129.
Save up to 25% on gear in every department. And make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's Holiday Kickoff. Going on now, in-store and online.
Hey, sports fans. You love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we're going to kick off this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, focusing on the NFL. Much of the entire first hour will be NFL focused. Much of the and the entire second hour will be college football focused. Again, at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Lauren Kirschman from PennLive.com will join us, and she will give us a detailed preview of Clemson versus Pitt. One of the bigger matchups this week as far as playoff implications. We'll obviously, leading up to that, go through all the top 25 games in the college football playoff rankings and go through all the playoff implications. In hour number one, again, focus on another thrilling Thursday night matchup in the NFL. Primetime games, just every once in a while, they gain some momentum and they get a big primetime game, one that's entertaining, one that's exciting, one that has an impact on the standings. And then because of this, the preposterous idea of this ridiculous Thursday night package, you're stuck with matchups that have little or any interest to anybody other than maybe Ravens and Browns fans, as you have the Ravens hosting the Browns. Yes, there are playoff implications in this matchup, and we'll get to it, but it's one of those games nobody's going to watch. And we'll get to that in just a second. And then we have an added bonus at the back end of hour number one, a little quick departure from the world of sports at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, as author Amy S. Foster, author of Rift Uprising, joins us. And we'll talk about what is a book that's been described by many as the next Hunger Games. And we'll talk to her about the book, the story, the process, and everything else at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. But we should dive right in, and we should... Let's get into a preview of the Thursday night matchup between the Ravens and the Browns, and then all the usual storylines that come out of one of these primetime Thursday night matchups that don't grab your attention and make you wonder why there's a Thursday night package at all. 0-9 Browns travel to M&T Bank in Baltimore to take on the 4-4 Baltimore Ravens, who are 2-up and 2-down at home. Now, you look at this game on paper, and it is, of course, a mismatch. You're not going to get me to tell you that the Baltimore Ravens are a great team. Anybody that's watched them this year knows that they are a mediocre football team. They are 4-4 for a reason. They have a pretty good defense. I won't say great, a pretty good defense. A pretty good to good defense. It's a very, very solid defense that does not give up a lot of points, does not give up a ton of yards. You know, is it on par with, say, Minnesota's, Seattle's, Denver's? No, it's a cut behind those brands of defenses, but it's certainly on the next level. And it is the best unit on the football field for the Baltimore Ravens. Offensively, Joe Flacco's been slow to bounce back from the knee injury, and he hasn't looked like the same quarterback that he was before that knee injury. They have limited weapons. They don't run the ball with any particular consistency. and they really have limited weapons in the passing game. So all in all, they're a 500 team for a reason. Their special teams are top third in the league. Their defense, top third in the league. Their offense, clearly bottom third in the league. So when it's all said and done, it's a mediocre football team. They're 4-4. That's exactly what they deserve to be. You know, it's a team that could finish anywhere between 7-9 and 10-6, depending on how things break out for them. But at this point in the season, with the mediocrity and parity that permeates the National Football League, they find themselves technically in first place in the AFC North. They're in a tie with Pittsburgh record-wise, but they own the head-to-head advantage thus far. So as a result, the Ravens are in first place in the AFC North. So this game definitely has playoff-type implications. With a victory here for Baltimore, they add to their lead with the team directly chasing them, the Pittsburgh Steelers, having to host the Dallas Cowboys, who have won 7 straight. This is a chance for Baltimore to gain some separation. So from that standpoint, this game could be considered compelling in that it has playoff implications at this approximate halfway point of the season. That said, the drama ends up getting lost in that despite the limitations of the Baltimore Ravens, you know, despite the fact that their best receiver at this point is an aging Mike Wallace, that they don't run the ball with any real regularity, and that Joe Flacco really has struggled this year, 6 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, and it's an offense that really doesn't make a lot of plays. There's very little drama here because the realities are the Browns are 0-9 for a reason. They are the least talented team in the National Football League by a substantial margin. And as limited as the Ravens are in many respects, and as much trouble as they have with better teams around the National Football League, there's no such issue with the Browns. They are the worst team in the National Football League by a considerable margin. San Francisco in right behind them. Do they have some things that bode well towards that bode well in some ways towards their future? A solid running back in Isaiah Crowell, somebody who I see as the second part of a really strong running back tandem down the line. Maybe they found something in Cody Kessler. I don't know if he's more backup quarterback material a la A.J. McCarron in Cincinnati, or ultimately what I think Trevor Siemian will be in Denver, or is he actually starting quarterback material? You know, in Terrell Pryor, they found something in the receiving game. But beyond that, there's not much there. They are not a talented football team. So as a result, any drama that there was in this game because of some of the playoff implications that might make this game significant and worthy of watching, well, the fact that the Ravens, despite being mediocre, are so much better than the Browns have very little chance of going on the road and winning this football game. That's the realities. You know, the Browns are bad. The Ravens are okay. The divide in the talent between these two teams is drastic. And now on top of everything else, the Browns have to go on the road in prime time and try and win this game. Here's the realities. It's not happening. Here's the other realities. Here's the other reality. Nobody's watching because nobody cares. There's no drama here. There's no chance. And the Browns will play hard. Give this team credit under Hugh Jackson. They are outmanned each and every week, but they play hard. And as a result, they're competitive most weeks. They outwork the Jets, and for 30 minutes, it was enough to have them in the lead. Ultimately, the difference in talent showed the Jets got a little focus and found a way to win a football game against the Browns a couple of weeks back. And that's going to happen upon occasion because this team plays hard every week and they bring everything they have. They just don't have enough to compete with anybody. And the Ravens know this is not a week in their building to be unfocused. Because if they can keep picking up wins, they can be in the playoffs. So it's not a situation where the Browns are going to catch a division foe with nothing to play for, sleeping. It's a team with plenty to play for in their own building that is more talented. It is a recipe for disaster for the Cleveland Browns. Next up, we'll talk about how few people are going to watch it and some other news around the NFL. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Now, the late, great Rowdy Roddy Piper brings us back to the attack. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY to join the discussion. Again, that number is 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Last segment, we were talking Thursday night football matchup, and we'll continue to do so in this segment. And then we'll bounce it around to some of the other NFL news. Not a ton of it on this Thursday as we covered so much on the Wednesday edition, but we will set the table for Amy S. Foster and talk about her great new book, Rift Uprising. And that'll pretty much be how we wrap up hour number one and really get set to focus on the college football in hour number two. But in looking at this football game, again, I don't see a chance that the Browns catch the Ravens sleeping. Games right now are too important for the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers are not clicking on all cylinders. Because the Steelers don't have a viable backup quarterback, they have to rush Ben Roethlisberger back to playing. He's clearly not healthy, despite protests to the contrary. And everybody's saying, don't worry. The loss last week and the lackluster play was because they're 2-7 when in Ben's first game after returning from injury. I'm not necessarily buying that. They're now going to be hosting a Cowboys team that won 7 straight. And very quickly, the Steelers could find themselves 4-5. So if you're the Ravens, you know urgency's not an issue here. Win the game, be a full game ahead with the edge in the tiebreaker right now with one more matchup between the two teams remaining. And you continue to put yourself in a great position and fortify your position as far as the playoffs. So the Ravens won't be caught sleeping. That's number one. And that really mitigates or limits any chance the Browns have, because as we talked about in the first segment, their talent is so poor compared to the rest of the National Football League, there's not a chance that they're just going to be better than you. Their only chance for victory is to outwork you. And they've done that at times throughout this year. But even outworking teams find a way to get those quote-unquote workmanlike victories. And once they see that they're behind, they just turn on the Jets and they run away from the Cleveland Browns. So the realities are, this isn't much of a football game. Ultimately, because of the limitations offensively of the Ravens and the effort of the Browns on a weekly basis and the fact that Kessler is not a terrible quarterback, right now he's playing some decent football, the Browns will keep this close. You know, that I think will happen. The Browns will keep this close. You know, the Ravens are limited by some of their injuries as well. You know, they have a rash of guys out every week. So I ultimately think the Browns will keep this fairly close throughout. You know, the Ravens are not a kind of team that's going to run away from anybody. But the realities are, in a game that's not very compelling, the Ravens will ultimately win it, improve to 5-4, be in great position to make the playoffs, but you won't change how you feel about them. You'll still see them as a mediocre football team, and there's no reason to see them as anything but. That said, for the Browns, 0-10, perhaps on their way to 0-16 and the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. They're a long way away, but again, I preach patience. Hugh Jackson is a good football coach, and when you watch this team that is 0-9 and hopeless play as hard as they can every week, and they're unearthing some young gems, you continue to have money available under the cap. You'll continue to have a wealth of draft picks all near the top of rounds. And eventually, I think this regime will have the opportunity to get this right. I like the Hugh Jackson part of it. The Sashi Brown, Paul D. Podesta parts, I'm not as sold on. So it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. The big thing for Jimmy Haslam, got to give it at least 3 years, maybe even 4 years. This organization was so far behind the eight ball between the constant changing and the lack of talent. Hugh Jackson stripping it down and he's going to build it back up. You'll see some more pieces traded in the offseason, veterans that still have tread left on the tire and can be big time players for teams that need a piece. But by the time the Browns are any good, we'll be too old to matter. Those pieces will get moved along in the offseason for even more draft picks. Bring in, rebuild, retool, going to need time. They're not winning tonight. The bigger question is, does anybody watch? That's the big question. And this is a matchup that's compelling for almost nobody. Again, I told you why there is reason to watch, and it's because of the playoff implications. beyond that, and you know Cleveland will play hard. So the game is probably not going to be a blowout. Ravens don't blow out anybody. That's the reality. So the game won't be a blowout. Browns will play hard. It'll be fairly close. It'll probably be an ugly game, not overly entertaining, and a game that the Ravens find a way to win ultimately by somewhere around 10 points. Go to 5-4 and put pressure on the Steelers and on the Cincinnati Bengals and the AFC North. That's what they want to do, and that's what they're going to do. So with that said, if you know who's going to win, even if there are playoff implications, and you know it's going to be an ugly game that's not going to be overly entertaining, why are you going to watch? And there's no reason to watch. You'll read about it. You'll go to SportsCenter later on and watch highlights. So nobody's going to watch this game. I guess if you're a big Ravens fan, because of the implications and the fact that it's a game they'll win or likely win, you're going to watch. If you're a Cleveland Browns fan, well, you want to torture yourself, you'll watch. But obviously, as a Browns fan, you watch and you look at the development of Cody Kessler and you wonder if they have to draft a quarterback. You look at an Isaiah Crowell and you try and figure out what kind of future role he may have along with a Duke Johnson. You watch a Terrell Pryor's emergence. And those are the things you look at because you'd like to win a game. And every week you look at certain opportunities, say, here's a game we might win. Here's a chance. But again, this is not going to be a situation where the Ravens look past the Browns. So there really is no chance. Browns will fight hard. The limitation and injuries of the Ravens will keep this one close. Plus their division foes don't like each other and know each other. But at the end of the day, Ravens are still more talented, still better. And they're not going to get outworked this week by the Browns. That's the Browns' chance. They outwork people. And people look past them. They never quit. They're just not very good, and that'll show this week. So, you know, but again, you go back to wondering, and everybody's talked an awful lot about ratings being down, you know, around the National Football League, and in particular with their primetime product. Well, it's matchups like this. You know, we've talked about the oversaturation, the election, the protests, and all these things are real. They are real factors. You know, and when I see, if it was oversaturation of great matchups, we might never get bored. But in a parity-laden league that thrives on the mediocrity of all these teams, when you ask people to set aside all of Sunday, sometimes from as early as 9:30 in the morning if they have a game in London, all the way to midnight on Sunday, you've asked them to commit 8:30 to 11:30 or so on Monday, you're going to ask them to commit from 8:30 to 11:30 on Thursday again, and what you're giving them is 4-4 Baltimore and 0-9 Cleveland. Who's going to watch? In life, you know, you always end up picking your battles and picking your spots, unless you do this for a living. See, I'll watch, but it's my job to watch, as painful as it is. But for people who, you have a family, you have outside interests, you have things you'd like to do, and you don't want to be glued in front of a TV all the time for 3.5 hours, well, you've already given the NFL Sunday, all of it. Sometimes, again, as I said, as early as 9:30 in the morning here on the East Coast, all the way through till midnight. You've gotten used to giving them Monday. Well, if you're not going to bring anything to the table, they're not going to give you Thursday. There's the realities, especially when you pile on the fact that people that like the NFL, many of them like the college football product, too. Not all of them, but many. So let's say you're one of these football fans, and not only do you like the NFL product, but you like the college product. Sometimes the Thursday night game in college football is far more compelling, and you watch that. Now with the NBA, some of the marquee matchups in the NBA may be more compelling. Or you may go do other things. Thursday night for some people is the start of their weekend. So when you look at it, plus if you're a college football guy, you're now committing from noon till 2 a.m. the next morning to college football. At some point, something's got to give. And where it usually gives is with these Thursday night matchups because they stink. Well, the election's now over, so let's see what happens to the ratings. Do we start to see some better ratings on these Thursday night and other games now that the election is in the rearview mirror? And is that one of the real factors, or is that something created by the National Football League? And do we come to find the realities are it's only oversaturation of your product because the matchup you give us on Thursday night stinks on ice? We'll see. Amy S. Foster, author of Rift Uprising, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack, so you keep it where it's at.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And we're going to be joined in just a second here by Amy S. Foster. She's author. And we're actually going to be joined right now by Amy S. Foster. She is the author of a new book called Rift Uprising, and it is a book that is getting some great critical acclaim. Amy, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Really great to talk to you this morning.
Great to talk to you, Joe.
Well, let's dive right into this. I mean, this sounds like an amazing book. I've heard it compared to one part Hunger Games, one part Maze Runner, one part Bourne Identity. I've heard all kinds of amazing comparisons. Tell us a little bit about...
Not hard to live up to at all, right?
Not at all. No pressure at all on you, although you're used to dealing with pressure. Yeah. That said, tell us a little bit about this story, which is the first of what ultimately is going to be a trilogy of books. Tell us about the story and really set the scene and give us some idea of what's in front of us when we pick up this book.
Okay, so it's about a bunch of teenage super soldiers. And they are guarding a rift into and out of the multiverse, which is a doorway to an infinite number of Earths. So not outer space or other planets, but, you know, the basis is the multiverse theory. So you can imagine what comes out, because if there's an infinite variations of Earths, you know, humans aren't necessarily the dominant species. There could be, like, you know, stick people, or, you know, they're unicorns. There could be anything. You know, imagine the wildest things that you can imagine that could have evolved on Earth. And they are in charge of what comes out of the rift and guarding humanity against the more dangerous elements that come out of the rift. It is a lot of fun. That sounds like very scary and very sciencey, but I promise it is very fast-paced and a lot of fun.
I guess the first question I'm left to ask is, who in their right mind would decide to leave teenagers in charge of all of this? Anybody that knows anything about teenagers?
It gets very meta because, yeah, exactly. Well, there's a reason they have to be children in order to sort of undergo the procedure that turns them into super soldiers and gives them all of these crazy, you know, superpowers.
The adult would be too jaded, wouldn't they, to be able to handle the procedure?
Yeah. But, you know, it does get very meta in terms of, you know, there's a main protagonist whose name is Rin, and she sort of sees this boy that she likes, and the boy that comes through, or young man, I should say, is like, you don't think it's a little weird? Like, you haven't, like, looked around and been like, really? We're the ones that are guarding this? Like, there couldn't have been a better choice? Like, because I know what I was doing when I was a 14-year-old boy. Not exactly the most trustworthy kid. You know what I mean? Like, thinking more about Nintendo and other things than guarding.
I'm 47, and I'm still not all that trustworthy, but I know what I was like when I was 17, and I was way worse than that. I wouldn't have let me guard a bottle of aspirin.
It does sound ridiculous, right? Like, why teenagers? But I definitely address that.
And I guess that's what'll make it great, because obviously there is a continuity to this tome and this writing. You know, when you initially said it, I said, let me ask. But obviously you do address it. You do give it a logical reason as to why. And it feeds into what is a very interesting story, in that you're taking the frailty of teenagers. And I don't mean physically. I mean mentally. I mean emotionally. Yeah. I mean from maturity. And it feeds into the drama of this story because, again, they can't, you know, the procedure can't be done to adults because of, you know, the various failings,
like,
of adults.
Biology, yeah.
Right.
Biology. I mean, and then also as a writer, you know, it's a device. The multiverse is a metaphor as well because, you know, I have an 18-year-old daughter, and when, you know, it's so hard for me to remember when I was 18, but, you know, when you're young, adulthood feels like as infinite as the multiverse. You have so many choices. It feels so scary to navigate. You know what I mean? So it is kind of a metaphor for impending adulthood as well, which works.
I think that's amazing. And, you know, let's talk a little bit more about this book, because there are going to be other books in this trilogy to follow.
Right.
And it's already looks like it's being optioned into a major motion picture, because you've got, you know, you've got Ivan Reitman involved.
Yeah.
You got Michael Sugar involved.
Yeah.
These are some amazing, amazing names within Hollywood that have already decided to adapt this into a major motion picture, which means there's going to be demands for more books so that there can be demands for more movies.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, look, right now we're making sure that we've got people out there reading the books, and the demand is there for the films, obviously. But I think the premise is so cinematic. You know, I mean, it's really, I think, is such a great idea for a film and a book. So I know why. As soon as I signed on the dotted line, my publishing deal, I was sort of inundated with producers wanting to work with me, which made me feel like such a prom queen at the time. But I get it, because there's just so many places to go. with the idea of the multiverse, you know, and especially, and this teenage protagonist, you know, she is a teenager, but she's unlike a lot of other protagonists that you, you know, females that you hear about, which are often conflicted about what they have to do. She's a soldier, and she is unapologetically violent. You know, she's not like, I don't know, should we talk about whether or not, like, she's got a job to do, and she kicks some serious butt.
I like that. Like I said, the actress that's lucky enough to land that lead is going to have a nice little burgeoning career and great opportunity. It looks like to act in quite a few films. And we are joined by Amy S. Foster. She's the author of Rift Uprising, and she joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I guess I want to follow up on a question I just asked. We talked about there's now going to be a trilogy of books, and perhaps that leads into a trilogy of movies.
Right.
Does that put a pressure on you that has an effect on the creative process? You now say, all right, I got to get the next book out there. Demands of the publisher, they want it, they want it, they want it. Yeah. Demands of the movie company and producers, they want it, they want it, they want it, so they can make another movie. Or are you going to continue to stay true to your craft and write quality material and not rush it for the sake of what the publisher wants and what the movie producers want?
No, I mean, listen, book two is already finished. That's already been handed in, and I'm working on book three already. So I don't write from home anymore because I have so many kids that kept knocking on my door and wanting, like, rides and food, you know, all the annoying things that you have to do as a mom. So I have this great condo here in Portland that I go to work every day, like, just like a normal person. And once I'm in my condo and I close the door, you know, it's just me and my work and my writing. And I don't really think about anything else. I just think about getting the work done. And then, you know, once I sort of emerge from that cocoon, then I take care of all the business stuff. But, yeah, I can't let deadlines or expectations sort of interfere with the process because the books have to be good. You know what I mean? They can't pander. They can't pander to the audience, and they certainly can't pander to the business people involved.
I'm glad to hear that because I always wonder, you know, there are pressures put on us as creative people by business people that sometimes are contradictory to the benefit of the product. I'll say it like that. So I'm glad to hear that you're not succumbing to that and the people involved in your projects are not forcing you to succumb to that.
No, not at all. They're great. No, they're behind me 100%. So yeah, I don't feel that pressure. I mean, I feel the pressure to like do well and write good books, but not, you know, like be Joe Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, by the way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like that.
Got about a minute left before we let you go. I do want to keep you on schedule so that you can do a great job of spreading the word about a great book.
Yeah.
You've had a very interesting and very storied career before you ever wrote a book. You penned many a song. Mm-hmm. You were successful in the business world. Just quickly talk about just the different chapters of your life and how you ended up being an author instead of either staying in the business world or in the world of writing great music like you did.
Well, I still write songs. That's still very important to me. I just sort of say that I'm a storyteller, and that sounds super pretentious, but, you know, whether it be writing lyrics or writing weird scraps of poetry or writing prose, you know, I collect stories. I love to talk to people and hear, you know, what they're doing and where they are in life, and I sort of collect little interesting tidbits here and there, and I save them for later. So, I don't know. I mean, songwriting will always be a big, huge part of my life. I don't think I'll ever let that go. I can do both.
Excellent. Yeah. Hey, excellent. I'm glad to see you're a go-getter. That's great. This was great. Again, the book is Rift Uprising. It's Amy S. Foster. Obviously available through all the traditional routes where we get books today. Your local brick-and-mortar bookstores, Amazon.com. I'm sure there's a Kindle version. There'll be audio
please.
Version and everything
yeah,
else.
I mean, it's so much fun. Really, check it out. It is. Don't let the teenagers stop you from, if you're an adult listening, don't let the teenagers stop you because they are cool as anything. So go. It's fun. Fun read.
Amy, thanks so much for a few minutes. From somebody that's written, from somebody that's read a book once to somebody that's written a book and written a ton of songs, it really was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now. That was Amy S. Foster, author of Rift Uprising, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And again, you know, sounds like a remarkable book, and it's on its way to great things. And if the interview didn't convince you and you're still unsure, what I'll say is this. When you get guys like Ivan Reitman behind you and Michael Sugar behind you when they want to get involved, that must mean this book is something special. Because if you don't know who Ivan Reitman is, Ghostbusters, he produced Up in the Air, Animal House, Private Parts, and the list of movies that he's been involved with in a major way goes on and on and on. And if he sees something in it, Michael Sugar, Spotlight, The Nick, you know, if guys like this and people of this caliber see something special in this book, it must be the real deal. So go check it out again, available at places like Amazon.com, your local brick and mortar booksellers. Wherever you go to buy books, this book will be available. And again, it's Rift Uprising, The Rift Uprising. And it's the first of a trilogy. As Amy said, the second one is done. The third one is about to be started. The first movie's about to be done. And if that gets the critical and box office success that it needs, you can have every confidence that a second and then subsequently a third movie will be made. And I'll say this, the young lady, you know, obviously in the movies, you know, teenagers that are 16, 17 years old are usually played by those above 18 because of labor laws and the maturity of their look. And it makes for a better on-screen product. The young female actress that gets the lead in this movie could have a nice burgeoning career that starts to raise her profile and generates fame and fortune for her. So, again, this will be something I'm going to check out the book, The Rift Uprising, available at all your local booksellers or Amazon.com. Get it on Kindle. There'll be an audiobook version in the future. So I'm going to check it out. I think you should do the same. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion here on the Spano and Black Attack, that number again, 800-878-7529. The focus, other than, you know, a little bit of an escape from football, NFL style, for a discussion on the Rift Uprising, has been the NFL. And you can weigh in on anything we talked about. The lack of excitement about this Thursday night game, whether you'll watch, if there's any chance the Browns win this one, or anything else at 800-878-PLAY. Or if you want to hit me up on Twitter, do so at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tie a bow around hour one right after this very short timeout.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
That sounds crazy enough to work.
Well, the sons of Katie Elder, John Wayne, Dean Martin, and company bring us back to this last segment of Hour 1 of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY to join the fray. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano, 56 or at Sports Byline USA. That was Big Hour 1. Again, we focused on another yawn of a Thursday night matchup between the Ravens and the Browns. And, you know, we'll, I guess where we'll be watching this over the next few weeks as they continue to put out these less than scintillating Thursday night matchups, is we'll watch the ratings. We're clear of the election now. We'll see if the election was one of the real factors or if that was part of the propaganda put out by the propaganda machine that is the National Football League, because they don't want to admit the, what the real problem is. Product's not good. And the more you put it out there with these primetime games and the more you slice it and dice it, and force people to commit more time, the more it's going to be exposed in the form of fractured ratings. So let's see as this rest of this season unfolds if there's a kick up in these primetime ratings now that we're clear of the election. And I guess a final note to wrap this hour as we get ready to focus on college football in hour number two. On this day in 1928, when Bob was a much younger man, famous head football coach of Notre Dame, Newt Rockne, made his famous win one for the Gipper speech. Well, on that note, we tie a bow around hour one. We'll take a little, we'll step aside a little bit and get you ready for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're very upbeat about where this race is.
Since Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire says that early yesterday morning, Ayotte's conceded to her Democratic challenger, Governor Maggie Hassan, the Democrat now to be moving into the U.S. Senate next year. It means Republicans do keep control of the Senate, but Democrats have picked up two seats. As in Illinois, Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth also won.
I think we all agree this is a stunning election, and clearly an indication the American people would like to try something new.
Not always thrilled with what came out of the president-elect's mouth during the White House campaign, but U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell very happy at Donald Trump's election, though McConnell adds,
in a day when people were voting for change, they didn't decide they wanted to change the Republican Senate, which I'm proud of.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Two Marine Corps pilots recovering from their injuries, lucky to be alive after their military jets crashed into one another off the coast of San Diego. Officials at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar say the mid-air collision between the two FA-18 Hornets happened yesterday. One of the pilots ejected, the other making a safe landing. Both pilots now in stable condition. Protesters chanting, "Not my president," yesterday as they gathered outside a Trump hotel in Chicago showing dissatisfaction with results of the election. It was going on in other cities too, including in New York.
Thousands of protesters arriving now here at Trump Tower, and police are ready for them. Dozens of officers on motorcycles and on foot are watching. They've set up heavy-duty fencing. These protesters marched some 40 blocks from Union Square. None of them that we talked to have any problem with the voting process. They are just very unhappy with the winner.
That's Ethan Harp in New York, and this is USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Deliberations will resume today for a third day in the murder trial of a Georgia man accused of leaving his toddler in a hot car. Ross Harris is accused of purposely leaving his 22-month-old boy in a car for over 7 hours in 2014. Prosecutors say he did it because he wanted to live a child-free lifestyle. Back to presidential politics, as we told you about protests of Donald Trump's victory. Well, it seems like after an initial meltdown, the markets are happy.
Crazy. That's the word some traders are using with us to describe this wild 24 hours on Wall Street. Did you expect this?
Absolutely not. The futures were getting killed. Thought the market would be down about 500 points on the opening. Opened up down about 30, and then we were off to the races right afterwards.
Some traders say Donald Trump's own words calmed things down.
You saw Trump's acceptance speech. He's bringing people together, and people are less panicked.
And the week ahead?
I think things are going to level out, but I think that market's going to make new highs.
Ethan Harp on Wall Street, New York.
And Brad Pitt is cleared of child abuse charges. Sources say the L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services has decided the actor did not commit child abuse when the family traveled from France to the United States on a private jet last September. Pitt currently in a custody battle, though, with his wife, actress Angelina Jolie, who filed for divorce shortly after the alleged incident on that plane. Reminding you that USA Radio News is powered by WesternJournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A one, two, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the fray, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We got a lively hour two out in front of us here on the attack, and I'll set the table for that quickly in just a second. But let's do what we do at the top of each hour. We let those on the go know how they can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with them via their devices. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You got the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all versatile in that they can be downloaded to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, there's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we couldn't be more thankful for the service of the good people of our armed forces. In this hour, it's going to be wall-to-wall college football. I'll give you my take on all of the big top 25 college football matchups on a week 11 college in college football. And at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Lauren Kirschman from PennLive.com will join us, and we'll narrow the focus a little bit, and we'll focus on number 2 Clemson taking on Pittsburgh. But next up, when we come back, open phone lines at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And we'll start our journey around a week 11 in college football. That's next here on the attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Hey, sports fans, you love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, are we twice as hopeless or half as only half as hopeless? Because only one of us is here. Bob Black's off today. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. Chime in, get involved, 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And any number of topics are fair game today. You know, we talked NFL for much of hour one, so your thoughts on just another scintillating Thursday night primetime matchup between the Ravens and the Browns, whatever direction you want to take it, whether you want to take it to the game itself, and find me a way that the Browns win this game, to the lack of attractiveness, or maybe to you, there is something interesting about this matchup. So those are all fair games to weigh in on at 800-878-PLAY. As we roll into the college football, your thoughts on your favorite team and what they might do on an upcoming Week 11 in college football, also fair game to weigh in on at 800-878-7529, or as we always say on Twitter, limited to 140 characters at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByline USA. Let's get into some of the college football Thursday night matchups. There are a pair of matchups that involve top 25 teams in the college football playoff rankings, starting at Wallace Wade Stadium, Durham, North Carolina. The 3-6 Duke Blue Devils, who are winless in the ACC this year, they host number 17, North Carolina, who's 7-2 down, 5-1 in the ACC. In a game, Duke has hung tough. They haven't won in the ACC yet, but they've given a couple of the major players within the Atlantic Coast Conference some trouble. This is not a vintage David Cutcliffe team. They will rebound. Carolina finds themselves a 10.5-point favorite on the road, and rightfully so. This is a very talented North Carolina Tar Heels team, particularly on offense. Larry Fedora's group, as the season's gone on, has gotten better on defense, but I certainly don't think that's the strength of this team. A future NFL quarterback in Mitch Trubisky as the signal caller, Elijah Hood leading a terrific running back tandem, and Ryan Switzer leading a talented group of receivers that also includes Bug Howard and a whole host of others. Points will be aplenty in this one. North Carolina is just too explosive. I think they win this game and they keep the pressure on Virginia Tech in the coastal side of the Atlantic Coast Conference standings. We move on to the later game in the top 25 in Thursday night action. And that's unranked Arizona State, 5-4 down on the year, 2-4 in the Pac-12, hosting Number 15, Utah, who's 7-2, down 4-2 in the Pac-12. Utah is always a heck of a lot tougher at Rice-Eccles than they are on the road, but they have something here. In Troy Williams, they have a very, very solid quarterback. He's a great dual threat option. But since Joe Williams has come back, the identity of this offense is Joe Williams running the football. And he is running with a chip on his shoulder, an attitude, and he is what leads the charge offensively for the Utes of Utah. Defensively, you know, this Utes group is a far better defensive team than Arizona State. Arizona State plays it with a faster pace. You know, for them, they're going to chuck the football around. And, you know, they're going to try and put up points in bunches and play with pace. Defensively, they give up a ton of yards and a ton of points. And I can see Joe Williams, along with Troy Williams, goring this team both in the running and passing game. It's never as easy for Utah on the road as it is at home, and the difference is noticeable for Kyle Whittingham's group. But I do think they take care of their business and continue their charge up the rankings and improve to 8-2 down on the year, while Arizona State falls to 5-5. And I think the difference is the ability of Joe Williams to run the football and really control things offensively for Utah. And I expect Utah's always tough defense to get some big stops. And I don't see where the stops come from the Sun Devils. We move to Saturday action. We actually have Friday night action this week in the top 25 down in Doak Campbell in Tallahassee. Number 18, Florida State, 6-3 down on the year, hosts 4-5 BC. This is one of those games. BC's outmatched. They've got to go on the road against a far superior opponent. You know, you look at Florida State, they're ranked 18th. It's something of a down year with three losses. But the losses are to pretty darn good opposition. You know, there's no disgrace in losing to Louisville. 63-20 isn't a good thing. But you lost to Louisville, you lost to North Carolina, and you lost to Clemson. Those are all ranked teams. You know, BC... comparing BC to a ranked team is like comparing prime rib to hamburger. BC is not a ranked team. It's in Doak Campbell. I don't expect DeAndre Francois and Dalvin Cook to have many problems in this one. I like Florida State to roll. We now finally get to Saturday action, 12 noon. Number 16, West Virginia, heads down to Darrell K. Royal Stadium in Austin, Texas, to take on the Texas Longhorns. The Longhorns are 5-4 on the year, 3-3 in Big 12 play. This is one of those statement games for West Virginia. They're 7-1 on the year. They're getting very little love from the committee as they're only ranked 16th. And part of that has to do with their schedule. You know, they came into the Oklahoma State game not really having played anybody. And they went to Stillwater and they lost. They lost by 17. So there's a lot of questions about what West Virginia is. And as a result, the lines makers have Texas a small favorite down in Austin. So this is one of those games where if West Virginia wants to make a case that the Big 12 and specifically the West Virginia Mountaineers have a case of talking about being a college football playoff team, go down to Austin and beat Texas. Texas can score some points, led by Donta Foreman running the football and a terrific freshman quarterback in Shane Bouchel. West Virginia, that defense is the real deal, and they're going to have to find a way to slow down Bouchel, slow down Foreman, slow down the 18-wheeler package when it comes in. And if they can get some key stops, they'll have a chance, because Texas doesn't make key stops. Now, if you're West Virginia, here's the one thing you need. Good Skylar Howard. In their one loss this year, Skylar Howard turned over the football, as he has a propensity to do. If he can mitigate the turnovers, I've got to like West Virginia in this one because of their defense. And if they win this game and they can run the table, are they getting in? Probably not. There'll be no room at the inn for them, but they'll have a chance to make their case and make the Big 12's case. But I think they take care of their business in Austin, unless Skylar Howard turns the ball over twice or more. Then it's going to be the Texas Longhorns. More 12 noon action in the Big 12. Number 11, Oklahoma in Memorial Stadium in Norman hosts unranked Baylor. Baylor's 6-2. Oklahoma is 7-2. Oklahoma's only losses of the year, early in the year, to what is a very good Ohio State team and what was at that time a very good Houston team. Baylor, when asked to step up against better competition, has shown nothing. And things are only going to get worse going forward for Baylor. Yes, they may escape major NCAA sanctions, but they have a non-existent recruiting class, and they have anarchy as it relates to their coaching staff. The culture hasn't changed. In the next segment, I'll give you my pick on this, and we'll continue to rifle through the top 25 in college football for a week 11. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
I'm not at all edgy. I've got nothing to worry about as the Spano and Black Attack continues here on Sports Byline. Again, I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, do so at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Again, a wealth of topics on the table for you to bring up as a form of discussion, whether it be a lot of the NFL stuff we talked about in Hour 1, in particular, things involving and revolving around that Thursday night matchup, or your thoughts on this big week 11 in college football and the best chances for upset, or generally your thoughts on your favorite team, generally provided they're in the top 25 and competing for something relevant. But now we move back to the scoreboard and we continue our journey through a week 11 top 25 style in college football with our game-by-game previews, and we go back to Oklahoma and Baylor. Oklahoma's just better. Baylor is in shambles right now, and when asked to step up against better competition, they have come up small. Oklahoma, with the two early season losses, their chances to get into the playoffs are, well, slim and, well, probably none, but they are showing how good they are, and they are probably the class of the Big 12. I guess along with Oklahoma State, Bedlam will have some significance. And West Virginia. And I think those three, you know, obviously West Virginia and Oklahoma State have played, but West Virginia and Oklahoma have yet to play. And that one will be next weekend, next Saturday. And that really, should these two teams take care of business this week, that'll really go a long way in showing, you know, the pecking order within the Big 12. Again, I think their chances for the playoffs are slim and none, but it is a conference that we wrote off for dead earlier in this year, and they're starting to show a little bit of a pulse. But I think OU has gotten things on track. D.D. Westbrook has come alive since I called him done. Joe Mixon, Samaje Perine, you know, it's a two-headed running back attack. Baker Mayfield, the defense has been better. Expect OU to take care of their business in Norman. More than 12 noon action. We go to the SEC. Number one, Alabama, 9-0, 6-0 in the SEC. They host the Bulldogs of Mississippi State, 4-up and 5-down on the year, 2-3 in the SEC, but coming off a huge win over the Aggies of Texas A&M. Well, I don't think they're winning 2 in a row. Not against this level of competition. I know Alabama had their trouble with LSU. They're the best team in the country. They got so many ways to beat you. Nick Fitzgerald is not going to do to the Crimson Tide what he did to that Texas A&M defense. That's for sure. I promise you that. And there's the chances right there. And Alabama will score their points. The stable of running backs will make plays. Jalen Hurts will make plays. The wide receivers are Darius Stewart and Calvin Ridley. They will make plays. O.J. Howard will make plays. I could name Alabama Crimson Tide stars all day long that are going to make plays. Alabama takes care of their business. They get the quasi-bye week before the Iron Bowl, which will be very intriguing to close out their regular season. Number 10, Penn State. They head to Bloomington, Indiana to take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Hoosiers are 5-4 on the year. Red hot Penn State, 7-2 down, 5-1 in Big Ten play. It's not going to be easy. Nothing is easy against Indiana. They are pretty good. Penn State's red hot. Saquon Barkley has given them something that's made them special this year. They get big chunk plays in the passing game. They play with major pace. Trace McSorley makes a lot of chunk plays through the air. Penn State defensively is not great. I expect this one to be pretty high scoring, but I do expect it to be competitive, despite the fact that Indiana often ends up coming up short in these games. They don't win, but they're always competitive. Bloomington is not a big home field advantage for Indiana. There's a lot of empty seats, especially after halftime. I do like Penn State to win this game. I don't expect it to be easy. Number 7, Wisconsin. They will host Illinois. Wisconsin only loses to the very best in the Big Ten. Illinois is not amongst the very best in the Big Ten. I expect Wisconsin to take care of their business. I expect their defense to dominate. Their offense will do enough. It will be comfortable in Camp Randall and Madison. Number 9, Auburn. 7-2 down. They head to Sanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia to take on the 5-4 Georgia Bulldogs. The SEC East is awful. It will probably end up putting a 3-loss team in the SEC championship game and a team that has no chance of winning. Auburn is red hot. They run the football. They've figured out their quarterback situation. Gus Malzahn looks like an offensive genius again. I don't see how the Bulldogs stop them. I think they go into Athens and they take care of their business. I think they get the quasi-bye next week, and they get ready for the Iron Bowl, where they're going to give Alabama fits in Jordan-Hare. More 3:30 action within the top 25. Number 3, Ohio State. They will head to College Park, Maryland, to take on the Maryland Terrapins. The Buckeyes, number 5 in the country, 8-1, 5-1 in Big Ten play. Maryland is 5-4, 2-4 in Big Ten play. I'd be shocked if Maryland's able to mount much of a threat here. Ohio State showed what they can be and what they are. They dominated Nebraska. Now it's time for the stretch drive. The college football playoff rankings are out, and what you're starting to see is the best step up and play like the best. Ohio State's next potential hiccup, and it's a big one, it's against Michigan. Maryland will not pose a problem. Number 13, Oklahoma State, 7-2. They host 4-5, Texas Tech, 2-4 in the Big 12. Again, this is going to be a typical Big 12 game. It's going to take about 5.5 hours. There's going to be probably close to 100 points scored between the two teams. Patrick Mahomes will throw for 500-plus yards. Mason Rudolph will throw for 500-plus yards. One of these defenses will make important stops. That defense will be Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State wins this game. It won't be easy. It'll be somewhere around 7 or 10 points, and the total will be somewhere around 100 in a game that will start at 3:30 and end about 8 o'clock Eastern time. We'll get into this game in the next segment with Lauren Kirschman. It's number 3 Clemson hosting Pittsburgh in Death Valley. I think this is not an easy game for the Clemson Tigers. The point spread says it will be. I'm not so sure. Pittsburgh's pretty good. Their defense is not where it was last year, and we'll get into that. But they're a pretty tough football team with a definitive style of play. Number 14, Va Tech. They're going to host Georgia Tech. Va Tech 7-2, 5-1 in the ACC, and in control of things in the coastal side of the ACC. Georgia Tech 5-4, 2-4 in the ACC. Nothing easy about playing Georgia Tech. You got to deal with their option on 1 week's notice. It is always tricky. That always keeps Georgia Tech in games. Va Tech defense, very aggressive. Jared Evans, a hell of a playmaker at the quarterback position. Isaiah Ford, terrific wide receiver. Bud Foster's defenses have been more and more aggressive. Va Tech back to winning on specials as well. It's in Lane Stadium in Blacksburg. I've got to like Va Tech in this one. I don't think it'll be easy because they have to face that triple option, but I think they take care of their business and they stay on track to be the coastal representative in the ACC championship game. Number 6, Louisville, 9-8-1, 6-1 in the ACC. They host Wake Forest, who's 6-3, 3-2 in the ACC. Louisville's a 5-touchdown favorite. And since the rankings have come out, they haven't slowed down, and they won't miss one. Lamar Jackson shines. We start getting towards primetime action. Number 22, Boise State. They head out to Hawaii to take on the Rainbow Warriors. Boise's better. They got to keep winning and expect help. Otherwise, a New Year's Six bowl is not in their future. Number 24, LSU. Number 25, Arkansas. This one at Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville. Both of these teams play pretty good defense, or very good defense. LSU's offense a lot of times cannot get out of its way. LSU's a 7-point favorite going into Razorback Stadium. I like Arkansas to pull the upset at home. I think they get the stops, or more specifically, LSU can't score any points. I like Arkansas, led by Austin Allen, to end up winning this one. More SEC action. Number 8, Texas A&M, 7-2. They will host 4-5 Ole Miss in a game. Chad Kelly, I think Chad Kelly's all banged up, and he's done, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, Trevor Knight done for A&M, and we talked about that. A&M is a 10.5-point favorite at Kyle Field, and there's a good reason. No Chad Kelly, big problem for Ole Miss. No Trevor Knight, not nearly as big a problem for A&M. This is a game I think A&M wins. We continue. We've got Washington, USC. This is one of the main events. Washington, 8.5-point favorite in their building. Perfect 9-0, number 4 in the country. USC, now number 20 in the country, 6-3 down on the year. Benchmark game for an improving USC team. But Washington is just so good, and they have no margin for error. They can execute on offense. Browning is a legit Heisman Trophy candidate. John Ross is a blazer on the edge. Three terrific running backs and a great go-get-it defense. I really like Washington in this one to keep, you know, to stay right in the thick of things in the college football playoffs. Lauren Kirschman, PennLive.com, joins us next. We'll go into detail on Clemson versus Pitt. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on. I'm Joe Spano. Let's go out to our phones and bring in from PennLive.com, Lauren Kirschman. Lauren, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's great to talk to you this morning.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. I got to ask you this, and I guess this will be a bit of an odd question coming out of the box, but am I the only one in the country that thinks Pittsburgh has a chance, maybe not so much of pulling the upset, but certainly keeping this one real close against the Clemson Tigers? I know the lines makers have Clemson as a 3-touchdown favorite, and I know this one is down in Death Valley, but I don't quite see this one that way. Your thoughts?
I think you might be, but I don't think you're completely crazy, and I'll tell you why. While Pitt's defense has struggled a lot this season, and they do tend to give up a lot of points, they also tend to score a lot of points. So I could see them hanging around for a little while just because their offense is capable of scoring and keeping up with another team. That said, they haven't played a defense quite as good as Clemson's yet, so it'll be interesting to see if they're able to score like they can against Clemson. But if they can put up some points, I could see them hanging around for a little while.
They put up points, but they also have this way of shortening a game as far as keeping the ball in their hands and ball control. Larry Canada, their offensive coordinator, has one of the most creative and elaborate running attacks that I have ever seen, you know, on any level. And it's really amazing to watch, led by James Conner pounding the rock. You know, and talk to us a little bit about this unique running attack that really makes the running game first and foremost for this high-scoring team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you hear head coach Pat Narduzzi talk, he says that their running game is their bread and butter. Their running game is what makes them go. And especially this year with what Canada has been able to do with it. I remember when they first came out against Villanova, we saw his offense for the first time, and everybody said, this isn't what it's going to be. They're going to come out against Penn State, and they're going to show us more. And that's exactly what they did against Penn State. You started seeing those jet sweeps. You started seeing, and as the season went on, you started seeing some of these trick plays. You started seeing all these different things that he brings to the table. And the way they're able to run the ball, all these creative plays that they're able to run the ball, makes it really fun to watch, and it makes them capable, like you said, of holding on to the ball, of scoring points, especially when their passing game isn't as great as it could be. Quarterback Nate Peterman has gotten better as the season's gone on. He's a good game manager, but Pitt's not going to win games through the air. So their running game has really carried them through this season.
And I guess that's in some ways their Achilles heel, the limitations of Nathan Peterman. He's not somebody that, you know, you called him a game manager, and sometimes I think that's kind. The numbers say game manager, but the eye test, it's really, I can't say they hide him, but they really don't ask Nathan Peterman to do a lot. So sometimes in key situations, people load up the box, and while this offense is explosive at times, as far as the way they run the football, the limitations of Nathan Peterman sometimes make it difficult to get big points in big spots.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been a huge problem for them this season. When teams load the box, when teams are able to stop the running game, they really don't have an answer for that. They really can't attack a different way. Another problem for them is that they lost Tyler Boyd, who was a huge weapon for them, and all season they've been trying to kind of replace him by committee with a bunch of different receivers, but it's hard to replace a Tyler Boyd. So, yeah, like you said, I mean, Peterman, they kind of try to hide him a little bit. He doesn't really make a lot of mistakes, but he's not going to win a game for you either, and that's been a real struggle for them this year.
Let's move to the other side of the ball. You mentioned the struggles. They're very good. This Pitt Panthers front seven still very good at defending the run, and they can make you one-dimensional, and they do get up after the quarterback. They've got a couple of very special players when it comes to coming off the edge and rushing the quarterback. The problem's been the back line, which is just absolutely getting exposed. But I'm wondering if Pittsburgh can turn Clemson one-dimensional and really shut down Wayne Gallman and Deshaun Watson in the running game. You know, can they get those key turnovers in the passing game that makes this one very, very interesting?
If they can do something like that, they really haven't been able to do it yet. Their secondary has been just atrocious all season. There's really no other way to put it. Their passing defense is the worst in the ACC, the third worst in the country. So even when they turn teams one-dimensional, they're still getting beat because teams are able to rack up so many yards through the air and just pick them apart downfield. And we really haven't seen much improvement as far as them getting better, as far as the secondary getting better. So it's starting to look like this is a personnel problem, and it's kind of something that Narduzzi has alluded to after games. He has said that they're in the right position. They're in the position to make plays. They're not making plays, which says to me that he doesn't quite have the right personnel in those spots to do the things that he wants to do. And it's been a huge issue for Pitt this season. It's why they've lost several games, and I don't really see how they're going to be able to, against Clemson especially, to turn that around.
I think that's a fair statement. You know, the struggles on defense of the passing game have been noticeable, and that's amazing when you consider you got Ewan Price coming off the edge, and he's terrorized quarterbacks this year, and it still hasn't been enough. And the way they limit the running game, I mean, obviously a big issue. So I guess it's fair to say, even if they shut down Clemson's running game and make Deshaun Watson one-dimensional, you have very little confidence in their ability to stop Mike Williams and company as far as them getting open. And Deshaun Watson, given time, will connect with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the game that showed their deficiencies there the most was Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State just completely picked them apart downfield, and Pitt shut down the running game. So Pitt can shut down running games. They're very good against the run. But teams know that, and they know that they're able to kind of pick them apart in the secondary. Like you said, I mean, they have Ewan Price. They have a good, solid defensive line, and it hasn't been enough for them this season to really shut teams down. I mean, they gave up the most points they've given up all season against Miami last week. So, I mean, that's not the kind of performance you want to be coming off of going into Clemson.
Lauren Kirschman, PennLive.com, joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. The running game, we talked about how great it was, how creative it was, how it's led to a ton of points. This Clemson Tigers defense is very, very good.
Yeah.
Can James Conner and company, can they actually sustain something in the running game, grind out some clock, put up some points, and really make this one interesting? Or does ultimately Clemson's ability to chuck it all over the Pittsburgh secondary and not even have to worry about running the ball end up making this one a bit of a laugher?
I think I don't see Pitt hanging around in this one. I know you said earlier you could see it being close. I just think Clemson's going to be able to kind of pick Pitt apart through the air offensively, and I think it's going to be difficult, even as creative as Pitt's offense is, for them to get anything going enough to hang around and make it interesting. James Conner obviously is a great running back, but he's not going to be able to do this all by himself. He's going to need some help. One area where Pitt could make a few plays, maybe keep it interesting, is they have Quadri Henderson returning kicks. He's run three back for touchdowns this season, so he's always a threat to kind of go the entire way when he's returning and score a touchdown. So he's the guy that could kind of get a few points on the board, not offensively, maybe keep things a little bit interesting for a while.
I think that's fair. We've done a great job in breaking down this game in really every aspect, and you predict a comfortable Clemson victory. I think Pittsburgh's going to hang around for a while and eventually get worn down, but it looks clear the limitations of their ability to stop the passing game, as well as the offense being a little one-dimensional, will probably spell doom for them. But where I want to go with all of this is the program under Pat Narduzzi and the future of this program. He's kind of turned things around at Pitt. They are a viable contender each and every year in the Coastal now, in a Coastal division of the ACC. They seem to have a clear identity and a clear direction with Larry Canada. What I do notice, however, is unless they're playing that big rivalry game with Penn State, playing in Heinz Field, boy, there's still a problem with getting people to show up to a Pitt Panthers game. How do they get back some of the luster that they had from days gone by, like when Johnny Majors and Jackie Sherrill were there, where Pitt, University of Pittsburgh football in a football-crazy town like Pittsburgh would draw a lot of attention and a lot of fannies in seats? It's not there anymore.
I think they have to win. I think it's really that simple. I mean, Pitt is in a pro sport city. They're in a city where they're competing for attention with the Penguins and the Steelers, who are always going to be number one and two in the city. And if Pitt isn't winning to the point where they are a top 25 team, to the point where they're winning, they have that game against Virginia Tech that they lost. They have these big games, and they haven't been able to win them. That's kind of taken them out of the conversation for an ACC championship, or to get to the ACC championship, I should say. I remember there were years ago when they were in the Big East, and they had a de facto Big East championship game at Heinz Field, and the place was packed. There was not a spot to stand. There wasn't a spot to sit. So I think if they can get to the point where they are actually competing to come out of the ACC Coastal and not losing that opportunity every year, if they can get to the point where they're winning consistently, that's going to fill up the stadium. Pitt isn't a program that's going to have 100,000 fans no matter what. It's just not going to happen. They have to win in order to get the attention in a pro sports city like they're in. So I think that's what it's going to take.
Are you optimistic about winning going forward? What does it look like Pat Narduzzi has coming in, you know, as far as his recruiting classes? Can they kind of build upon what they've started there the last couple of years?
I think that they can. He has some help coming in for the secondary, which he really needs. And he's working on a few guys that he wants to bring in to help the secondary. So if he can get some pieces in place, and like I said earlier, I feel like a lot of the problems in the secondary have been personnel problems. They aren't his guys that he wants to run his system the way he wants to run it. So I think if he can get the pieces in place that he wants and the guys in place that he wants, you'll see improvement over the next couple of years.
Excellent. Lauren, thanks so much for a few minutes. Really do appreciate it. You brought some great insight into this matchup, and we look forward to talking to you again down the line as Pitt football makes it necessary and relevant to do so.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for having me.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Lauren Kirschman, PennLive.com, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And again, she sees little trouble for the Clemson Tigers with the Pitt Panthers. I think it's going to be a little tougher than that. Sometimes when you can pound the rock and you have a clear identity, I'm in love with that Larry Canada run offense. It's a creative smash mouth, kind of like they do in Tennessee with their own unique wrinkles. Let's get back to the top 25 college football scoreboard. Hit a little bit in this segment, hit a little more, take you home. Number 19, Nebraska, they host Minnesota. Minnesota very quietly 7-2. They're unranked, they're 4-2 in the Big Ten. Number 19, Nebraska 7-2, also 4-2 in the Big Ten. This won't be easy for the Cornhuskers. I'm actually going to predict the road upset. I like Minnesota to go in there. Keep an eye on this one. This will be an interesting game. I think Minnesota goes in, pulls the upset, and starts sending Mike Riley's group spiraling out of the rankings. Number 3, Michigan, perfect 9-0. They head to Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City to take on the 5-4 Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa runs the ball and tries to stop the run. I don't think either will happen for them against Michigan. I think Michigan takes care of their business. I think they take care of it fairly easily. Even though it's on the road, Michigan's defense is that good. Iowa will not get anything started. Wilton Spate has grown as a quarterback. He's got weapons. And Michigan has a bunch of running backs that will make some noise. I think Michigan rolls. In our last segment, we'll rapid fire through the last couple of games in the top 25, and I'll give you my thoughts as we take you home on this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now let's get ready to tie a bow around this Thursday edition, and we'll do it in rapid-fire fashion as we talk about the two most underrated good teams in America this year. And they're both out of the Pac-12. They're both ranked, and they're both good. Number 12, Colorado, 7-2, 5-1 in Pac-12 play. They head down to Tucson, Arizona to take on the Arizona Wildcats, who are 2-7 on the year, 0-6 in Pac-12 play. Here's this game in a nutshell. Colorado's a heck of a lot better on defense, and they're even better on offense. I don't care where this game is played. Colorado rolls and shows everybody in the Pac-12. Here, we're here, finally, after all these years. And I guess to wrap it up, number 23, Washington State. I've talked about them a lot. This one's Martin Stadium, Pullman, Washington. They host 4-5 Cal. Mike Leach may have the best defense he's coached, and he probably has the best quarterback he's coached. Washington State is legit good. They always end up getting off to these slow starts, and then from there they build. They're 7-2. They're 6-0 in Pac-12 play. Their only losses, a one-point loss to Boise State, and an inexplicable loss to open the season to Eastern Washington. These are the things that have to stop. Or we might be talking about Washington State in the playoff discussion. They're certainly going to have a say in the Apple Cup when they play Washington. I think they take care of their business in their own building against Cal. Whatever Cal can do, Washington State can do better. So I like Washington State, and I like Colorado, and I like them both to be impressive. Well, that's a wrap on this Thursday edition of The Attack. Thanks to Lauren Kirschman. Thanks to Amy S. Foster. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we come at you with a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.